This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The flagship station for your Boston Red Sox.
Sports Radio 93.7, WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show, live from the Encore Boston Harbor Casino and the brand new WynnBET Sports Bar, is brought to you by Tarika Tractor in Air, Mass.
Coming up, we will get to the dumbest of the day at 7:30, and then the news with Courtney at around 7:45, and the Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy at 9 on today's show. And my mayor, the next mayor of the city of Boston, Anissa Sabi George, will stop by here at around 9:15 or so this morning.
Now, you had a whole life before we met.
Yes.
Did you ever contemplate running for the mayor of Boston?
No.
I think you'd have a good shot.
Me too.
You think so?
Aren't you Southie, the man of Southie or something?
The mayor, I'm the mayor of the seaport.
Yeah. You don't have much substance. You're kind of just like, you know, whatever. You'll say whatever people want to hear. I think it's a
What are the perks? Are you aware of any of the perks?
You get all those perks already.
No, that's a good point.
That would be my question.
Don't you get an auto, like a $25,000 auto stipend or something like that?
That's only in the legislature.
Yeah. I think that's Spilka.
Oh, you have a driver? I mean, I don't know. Maybe at some point. Maybe
I would run if they put cop cars on cop lights on my
on your vehicle.
Like if they gave me the whippers, I would definitely run for the.
You don't have to worry about using the handicap placard.
If you have the lights up. I go through red lights and everything.
Yeah. Well,
the state of the city speech will be five days long.
Oh, but I guarantee you, we'll be open until 4 a.m. out here in Boston.
Well, you're going to ask her about that today?
Yeah, she
that's
says
what you want, right?
She don't believe it, but I think it's great for businesses.
Well, you asked her. That was a while ago when she was on the show. Maybe her opinion has changed.
But my thing is how are we supposed to be a major city that competes with places like New York and Chicago and, you know, places like that?
Well, you want it because of athletes.
I think it's for just people in general. A lot of young people are moving to the city.
No, but you said
NBA players.
Famously on this program that we can't get top NBA talent because we don't have bars that are open until 4 a.m.
That and we don't have a good strip club in the city.
Right.
A good black strip club.
Right, I understand.
You'll get James Harden will be here in a minute.
Yeah, I know.
You need to open dossiers. Well, you could save the Celtics.
I need some front money for dossiers.
Why don't you speak to the folks here at the Encore Boston Harbor? Maybe they have a space you could rent.
Yeah, there could be. That'd be pretty good.
Zarbano is flush with cash.
That'd be pretty good.
Speaking of those who are here, we got a good crew here who is probably here for free breakfast and not to watch the show, but I do want to thank the individual who dropped off some coffee milk this morning because of our discussion yesterday about the cabinet in Rhode Island.
So, yeah, I just had some. It's not bad.
How was it? You like it?
Yeah.
So good.
It's like a chocolate milk mix.
It's like a milkshake. It's like a coffee milkshake, no ice cream.
Well, I looked on the Shake Shack last night. I forgot to tag you on Instagram, and I videotaped it, and it says milkshakes and floats. No fraps.
No fraps. Doesn't say frap anywhere?
Nowhere.
Well, the float has obviously the ice cream floating in it. Are you certain? Did you order a milkshake? Are you certain?
No. I just saw it. They had some great food
last
night.
It said ice cream in it. Yeah. Well, they're fraudulent. Also, no disrespect to the
They have custard, right? Shake Shack's big thing is custard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to a Shake Shack.
Oh, you're missing out.
There's one in the seaport.
You live like a block from
there. I know. I just haven't been there. I'm watching what I eat. All right. Let's get to Mike in the car, and then we'll get to what Tom E. Curran had to say yesterday. Hello, Mike.
How you doing? I love your show. I listen to you every day. Morning show only. Oh,
my
thank you,
Mike. With me, Wiggy.
Yo.
I don't understand how you think you know everything about everything. How can you tell us, the listeners, what Tom Brady is thinking? And what Tom Brady knows? And what he says? And the tweets or whatever he puts out there, you analyze them, and you say, yeah, I automatically know what he means.
Well, because him and I were teammates. I don't know if you remember that.
10 years in college, I can't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, Mike.
Because you're a football player.
No, Mike. Him and I were teammates, and we hung out a bunch of times when he wanted to get in the rack. Guess who he used to call to say, "Hey, Wiggy, help me get out of this line in the rack."
Charlie Weiss.
I'm asking how do you know what he is thinking?
So when you tell me what he's thinking then. When he says they're gonna forget me, right?
It's passive aggressive. I said this as soon as we started to talk about it. He's fishing for compliments,
right? But women, Mike's all upset.
Women do it. Men do it. They ask if they look nice in this thing. Do they say, I don't look nice? He says, I'm going to be forgotten. He wants you to tell him that he's not going to be forgotten. That's fine. I understand that.
Yeah, it's but just, Greg, that's different, though. Like, women, like, if a woman goes, how do I look in this dress? It's one thing, you know what? Let's say she's not easy on the eyes. You've got to give her a compliment. But it's another thing. Seriously, it's another thing if she's a smoke show and she goes, how do I? We all know you look good in the dress.
Yeah. Right. That's
like,
what
that's what Brady's doing. Like,
right.
we all know you. But it's not like you're an average quarterback or like you're teetering and maybe, you know, we possibly could and we're just trying to be nice and going, no, we won't forget you, but we know we rarely will. Mm-hmm. Like, we all know that you're the smoke show in the dress. You
yes.
don't need to ask us how.
We know you're the greatest of all time. Don't sit and talk about how great the young crop of quarterbacks is and that you're going to be forgotten soon because we know you're not going to be.
All of his rivals aren't around anymore. It's like you at Lincoln. 20 years ago, you were with your friends. Now you're like the weird guy sticking around. You know, this is what's happening. He's asked a question about the new crop of quarterbacks, and he says, yeah, all my rivals are gone. I'll be gone soon, too. Instead, he said, forgotten.
Forgotten.
But you know that he doesn't actually believe that.
No way. Of course not.
So then why say it?
Why are we reacting to a guy who told us he lies 90% of the time?
He's the same guy who said, you went with that MF-er over me?
Well, I mean, he's right.
Right.
So now we're going to think they're like, oh, we're going to forget you over who? Tua Tagovailoa?
Well, a year and a half ago, 31 other teams had the opportunity to sign him, and maybe two showed interest. So would you be – I know everybody thinks that he's the greatest, but he has a chip on his shoulder, and I think rightfully so.
Brady's turning into a douche.
All right. Somebody order me a Traitorade immediately. Oh,
right.
I need a Traitorade.
Did you see somebody edited a photo of you?
Yes.
In a shirt?
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah, Curtis
yeah.
and I.
Good photos.
Yeah,
lovely.
With the Traitorade
yeah.
publicity shot. All right. Tom E. Curran spoke yesterday, and when it comes to the offense, Tom E. Curran says that Patriots fans should not be concerned.
What we're looking at is not a newly created system. It's a new quarterback, but it's a kid coming into a system that has worked and existed and evolved. It's not the same system as it was in 03, since 2001. So this is a highly evolved system with practices and means that are as far along as they could be. Even if you look at Tampa Bay and what's going on down there, what's the common denominator there? Somebody who sprung from this system to go there and take the offensive line and the offense in general and the receivers and all bring them together under a patriotic kind of mindset. That's what Tom Brady brought there. So to me, no matter how well things go in New York, the Patriots have just an amazing stagger over everybody else because of the institutional consistency.
Huh. Did he suggest that the guy in Tampa, I forgot what his name is. What's his name? Tom Brady. I forgot it. Did he suggest that he essentially brought Bill's and Josh's system, the system that is our system, down there?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then that's why he's
But that's what Ty and I told you when we had Ty on the show. The reason why the culture has changed down there is because Tom brought that Bill Belichick culture, players buying into what they're doing. Ty talked about Willie McGinnis being that guy in the locker room. Who knows who that guy in the locker room is down there? But that's all because of what Tom brought with him.
What he learned here.
Right, and he was taught from Belichick. So this is how we're going to do things down here in Tampa.
So then doesn't that put to rest the Bill versus Brady argument?
It should.
Yes. Because well, he's bringing this – well, Curtis, if he's bringing the system down to Tampa, then it's Bill.
Well, I would just ask where this system has traveled to and had success when the traveling didn't include the quarterback.
You're talking about the Josh McDaniels.
Well, Josh McDaniels failed as the offensive coordinator with the Rams, failed with the Broncos.
Yes.
Bill O'Brien failed with the Texans. I mean, Charlie Weiss failed everywhere he went. Tell me a single team that took the system and the system traveled. And look at the system here. Bill is now 7-10. Tom 16-5. So the system, meaning it's Tom, is in Tampa, and every other place that's attempted it without Tom as the quarterback has failed.
All right. Interesting stuff from Tom E. Curran. It pains me to say that. We have got to get to Ken and what is trending this morning.
NFL Sunday. This Sunday before the game.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending now brought to you by Elevated Adventure in the all-new 2022 Subaru Outback Wilderness. Find your authorized Subaru retailer, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Patriots will practice 12:30 today. A couple of guys on the injury report to watch from yesterday. Tackle Trent Brown, calf issue. Kyle Van Noy, a throat issue. They were both absent from the session yesterday.
Throat issue?
Yeah, something with the throat.
Probably got a sore throat.
Sore throat, I guess. Maybe COVID-related. Who knows? Or fear of COVID. Now,
wow.
Mac Jones.
He probably coughed once, and he has to go into 10-day isolation or something.
Ken, did you get that hat you're wearing today from the party last night?
I sure did. Fantastic giveaway last night.
Did you get me one?
Yeah, they got nice little gift bags they gave us.
Gift bags. Hmm.
Now, Courtney, you brought up Mac Jones winking at the defense. Mm-hmm. He was asked about this yesterday at his press conference. Here's what Mac said about the wink.
A shot of you winking. Now, is that just something in your eye?
It was just kind of fun in games. But, it was just in the middle of the play. They actually, called out our play. So I was like, nice catch, you know. But, anyways, it was just fun in games. What did you say?
So, I like it. I mean, I
like it.
I do, too.
It's a little self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
He talked a lot about being a selfless person. He kind of laid it on thick there. We can play some of that stuff later, but... Generally, he's done a pretty good job so far meeting the press, I would say. And he'll be with Merloni and Fourier, of course, on Monday. Belichick with us Monday.
Oh, don't forget Boomer with us Monday.
And Boomer.
8:30, Boomer, Monday.
And Devin McCourty tomorrow. And Jason McCourty was on the Bill Simmons podcast with a ton of praise. Of course, he's with the Dolphins now. About Mac Jones and his performance last week in week one.
Jason, make me feel good about Mac Jones, my new hero.
Man, he didn't make any mistakes in the game. He was poised. Even between plays, he's yelling at the offense to get it going. Just a guy that seemed in total control of the offense, making checks at the line of scrimmage. Even when we watched him on film in the preseason, he was like, this guy's a rookie, but he's playing like a veteran out there. So we kind of knew, all right, we're going to have to bring our best game to be able to defeat him.
Pretty good praise from Jason McCourty.
Yeah.
Well, that tells me that they really have to go out there offensively and explode against the Jets.
Yep.
Sunday, because, you know, I know it's great praise, but you can't put up 16 points.
True. Today it'll be Michael Irvin and Ian Rappaport on Gresham Keefe as our football coverage continues. Red Sox score 6 in the 10th yesterday. They earned the series win over the Mariners. Great-looking comeback there, or I should say surge, on the big screens at the new WynnBET Sports Bar. Courtney, you should have been there. It looked fantastic.
It's unbelievable.
Just watching this 6-run explosion.
Yeah, the disrespect,
it was,
I feel,
very good.
Just...
Well, at least they unveiled a new vehicle at Ernie Box.
But yeah. I wasn't at that
either. She wasn't
either.
At that either.
Well, checking on Greg's social media.
Yeah, I did. That's what I was doing, sitting at home looking at everybody else's social
media.
Well,
then it's like you're there. You're just not there physically.
I'll send you a picture.
Were you suffering major FOMO or something?
Major.
Why didn't you just call Ken and say, hey, is it okay for me to come? You have no problem
Ken's
calling.
Ken's management.
Ken,
I get nervous now.
Oh,
yeah. Was Mego there?
No.
What about Danielle? Was Danielle there?
She was not. Shocking.
No.
Okay. Ken here.
He invited them, though.
Ken goes, you got to talk to Jeff before you can talk to me.
Ooh, and I must say, Wiggy, very impressive tip. He ordered a drink off the menu. What was it, a vodka and soda, Wiggy?
Yeah, it was a Tito's because they had no V1 or Ciroc, so I went with the Tito's. It was a Tito's and a little bit of Red Bull.
$10 tip. $10 tip to the waitress when she came in.
Wow.
Yeah, I was good. I'm a good tipper.
Wow.
Big.
Yes.
That's like Tom Brady at the Martha's Vineyard Airport. You're a big tipper.
I told you, my mother worked at the cabaret as a bartender, not a dancer. And, you know, so she worked a bunch of jobs. So I tip well when you get good service. Mm.
Did you ever fill in if somebody couldn't show up for the shift?
No, I don't.
Are you sure? Listen, are you sure?
I love my mother to death, you know. Rest in peace, Mom. But she wasn't easy on the ice. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh my God.
She weren't stripping. I mean, it is what it is, Greg.
I need to sit down.
Well, I mean, let's be honest.
God, my goodness.
She wasn't going to be nobody's pole nowhere.
That is your mother.
I know.
That you're talking about.
Yeah, she was a
beautiful
lovely
woman. Beautiful on the inside and the outside, sure.
She'd tear your head off.
Wiggy is hard to please, though, because we were talking about Megan Fox and what she wore to the VMAs the other night. Wiggy's like, nah.
No.
I'm
more Megan Thee Stallion. Wrong Megan.
Megan Fox didn't wear anything to the VMAs.
Yeah, the lack of clothing that she wore.
She wore hardly anything.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor was trying to get him.
Sorry, Ken.
That's it. That's what's trending. Red Sox off today and still in that three-way tie for the wild card. That's what's trending now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Big rivalry you had in your head all those years was the guys in green, the Jets. You're playing your former team, the Patriots. One of those rookie quarterbacks is going to get their first win, Mac Jones or Zach Wilson. You still got something against the guys in green? What do you think?
I know. Now that I'm not in that division, I don't really pay attention much. So, and they're another conference, another division. But yeah, there's a lot of rookies playing. It's pretty amazing. I don't remember this many young rookie players. Even watching yesterday, when I think of even the second-year guys, Tua, Herbert, Burrow, Trevor Lawrence. I mean, Fields played a little bit. Trey Lance played a little bit. Zach Wilson's playing. Mac Jones is playing. That's a lot of young quarterbacks. So kind of gone are the days of Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Phillip Rivers, Eli Manning. You know, those are the guys that I'm used to hearing. Now I'm watching yesterday and I'm seeing all these young guys. So, you know, that's just the way it goes. You know, I'll be forgotten here soon enough. I'll move on and they'll be on to someone else. But that's just the way football goes, as does life.
Tom Brady was scratchy. I don't even pay attention to the division anymore.
Yeah, I guess not.
How did the Patriots do opening week?
I'm not sure how they did.
I don't even know.
Who's Michael Jordan?
I don't even know.
Who's that guy? He played?
I mean,
I work with morons.
Curtis doesn't even know who's leading the division, doesn't know anything about
the Patriots. He didn't even know the Patriots played in Foxborough.
Yes. By the way, Ken, was that Richard Marks? And if so, why?
Birthday today for Richard Marks.
Oh, okay.
Right. 58 today.
Actually had some hits. He started strong, and then he went all ballady on us. And I was not a fan of the...
I like the power ballad.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What's your favorite power ballad?
I would have to say... I'm going to probably go, what was Motley Crue's Home Sweet Home?
Home Sweet Home.
That was a good power ballad.
And it shows the real talent.
Yeah.
He was married to Daisy Fuentes? She was
Richard
like
Marks?
MTV superstar growing up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, good for him.
No, the guy, there was a period of time in the early 80s where the guy had hit after hit after hit, Curtis.
I never heard of the man.
You cannot deny the catalog.
And I would go with LB's Whitesnake.
I go again.
Yeah, that was a good power ballad.
That's a pretty good power ballad.
But I would say Motley Crue's Home Sweet Home is the best.
All Too Well, Taylor Swift, I mean.
That's not really
that's not a power ballad.
In my eyes, it is.
this is Danny from Fall River. What's up, Danny?
Guys, let me start off by saying how much I have the utmost respect for you and your show. But the GOAT's name in vain on the daily has to stop, okay? Like, you guys are switching the narrative on the GOAT when he is the same guy he has always been, and here's why. He goes to Michigan, gets disrespected by Lloyd Carr for Drew Henson, comes here, Bledsoe gets hurt, Bledsoe comes back, half of the New England population after seeing stuff, in my opinion, still wants Bledsoe and doesn't want him. Then he goes on to win 3 Super Bowls. Then the national media wants to put Peyton ahead of him. He continuously wins outlast Peyton. Then they want to put Aaron Rodgers ahead of him. Aaron Rodgers is a flake. Then they want to put Mahomes over him. And he beats Mahomes as a 44-year-old, not with Belichick. The verdict is out. Brady is the GOAT. You guys are faulting him for being the same person that you loved him for all those years, being fueled by being the underdog that he still identifies as, even though we all know that he's not any longer, but that's still who he is on the inside. And now that he's winning in another team's uniform, you guys want to turn on him. He has not changed one bit. You two have changed. You two have been sitting down on your butts passing the pound. And let's call it spade a spade. Everyone in that room right now at Wynn, who's on the radio, makes more money now because of Tom Brady and the sports climate and culture that he has created in Boston. Ooh. That is all I have. Enjoy your spoils. Thanks to Tom Brady. Have a good day.
All right, Dan.
Wow.
That is a good take, actually.
Listen, I never deny the greatness of the man. Never. I never would. You never could. I just think it is an odd thing to do if you're Tom Brady to suggest that you're going to be forgotten soon. He's never going to be forgotten.
Never.
He's the greatest of all time.
He knows that.
So in that division, I don't really pay attention much. So in the
would you watch the AFC East on purpose if you didn't have to?
Yeah, but what made Brady great? The thing that made Tom great was the fact.
That's past tense. He's still great.
So the thing that makes him great, yeah, I agree with you, Curtis. He's the greatest of all time. But it was the fact that he had that chip and let people know I got this chip on my shoulder. The same way that guys like Jordan are great, the same way Kobe Bryant was great. I am the best, and I'm going to prove to you that I'm the best. And Brady that's always kind of been who he is, very – the biggest trash talker you know. He has that, like, Larry Bird type of mentality. Like, the biggest trash talker you know. But now it's kind of like, well, you know what? They're going to forget me. When you told us a month ago on the shop that they took this MF-er over me, and now you're telling us we're all going to forget you. Like, which one is it, Tom?
I wasn't on the show when that down. So what was your take when he said, you're going to take that MF-er over me?
I was like, that's Tom Brady being Tom Brady. Like, knowing that this is who he is. Like, he knows he's the best player. He knew he was better than Peyton Manning. What was that email that he had come out? Remember the email that supposed...
text during the Deflategate when he gave him their phone. That's where
but about the pool or something. And he said something about...
Said he was a bad actor.
Yeah, about Peyton Manning. Like, we know...
He wasn't wrong there.
But we know that that's Tom Brady's mentality. So for the caller to call us up and say, you know, we're crapping on Brady. No, Brady to me is changing to the point where now he's trying to be humble.
you know, I'll be forgotten here soon enough. I'll move on.
Oh, come on. All right.
Also, he'll never move on. He'll always be attached in some
way. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Before the Super Bowl last year, they were already saying Mahomes, after this win, is going to be on his way to be better than Brady. Even though Brady had six and Mahomes had one. Mm-hmm. I mean, this has been something that he's been constantly battling. To say it's something that he's created
is just a revisionist history.
Nobody
is ever going... My guess is that nobody is ever going to be better than Tom Brady, and I think he knows that. I think he knows that.
But his lived experience would say otherwise. When he won his fourth, they're like, okay, he's Montana. When he won his fifth, he's better than Montana. When he won his sixth, he's Jordan. But all along that way, they kept saying, remember the NBC Sunday night game with the Packers a couple years ago? Mm-hmm. And the whole lead-in, was it Rodgers or Brady?
Yeah.
He had six at that point. Rodgers had one. And that was an actual conversation.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Rodgers, can we get him a new barber?
Oh.
What is going on with that guy?
Somebody had an unbelievable tweet. They took a screenshot of his press availability yesterday with his low bun, and they said, Aaron Rodgers looks like Nicolas Cage trying to play Aaron Rodgers in a movie about Tom Brady.
That's exactly...
Like,
it's spot on.
It didn't even look like him. But I think...
Is something wrong with him?
Like
I think he's a new
bridge.
Dad.
Huh?
I think he's a new dad. Because remember, Shailene Woodley posted that photo of a baby, black and white photo of a baby's foot or hand or something.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers
no
is
context.
A baby.
Yeah, he's...
No, he's a little spoon.
Yeah.
So but she never got big, though. That would be a weird...
But we haven't really seen her.
Like, did they adopt a baby or something?
Well, no,
maybe,
yeah.
But...
Well, the next question is, who's the father?
I'm just saying.
who's the surrogate?
But yeah, I mean, he just doesn't look well. I think he's very unhappy.
Oh, he is. He's the man under the bridge. Like he wants out of there.
Yeah.
Yesterday,
he's very, very unhappy.
And I hope it comes out that they had a baby.
And the way the fact that they lost the way that they did, it kind of changed the narrative, because I was one of those people probably going into the season thinking it's Tampa and Green Bay, and then the way that they played. Now I'm starting to lean it's going to probably be Tampa and the Rams in the NFC Championship game, because you could see, now that he knows that they didn't want him, he does not want to be there.
Rodgers! I mean, it's gotten so bad, he's got guys nut tapping him during the game.
He's about to pull a Kyrie.
He's blaming interceptions on that.
Because I think Rodgers is better than Brady.
All right, we are this morning at the Encore Boston Harbor, and specifically at the brand new WynnBET Sports Bar. And you can stop down this morning on your way to work, and I believe that there is some breakfast on the way, and we got lots of stuff to give away, and including some really cool overnight stays here at the casino and other things like that.
And I'm just reading up on this lovely establishment, and it says Wynn Rewards members can win free pizza every Monday at Frank and Nick's after a Patriots win. So if the Pats win on Sunday and you are a rewards member, you can get free pizza on Monday.
Yeah, pizza was good last night.
What are you harrowing about?
Lots of leftover pizza this year.
Curtis, come on now. Come on now, Curtis.
Well, if they lose on Sunday, Curtis,
I mean, in August, kids were starving because of the 99. I mean, the Red Sox won twice.
But their pizza was good, though. Have you had their pizza? We had it last night, Ken and I.
Tremendous. Was a good pizza week.
Yeah, tremendous pizza. The steak and cheese sandwiches were good, too.
Well, how much did you eat?
Oh, there was a lot.
I know there was a lot, but how much did you personally eat?
Well, I obviously had the slice of pizza. I had to try that. And Nikki said, try the steak and cheese. They had the nice little steak and cheese is like on the small, nice little baguette rolls.
Oh, those were good.
Those were good.
I didn't eat dinner last night.
Well, you should have came here.
Excuse me, Ken, were these past hors d'oeuvres?
Oh, no, it was a little bit of a buffet style.
They brought it back.
Wait a second, Ken.
Yeah, buffet's back,
baby.
Wait
a second, Ken. You participated in a buffet for the
first time
last year and a half?
Fully vaxxed, Greg.
Did you have gloves on, I hope, for others?
No, we had the thongs.
And then they had the Shake Shack. Did you have the chicken sandwich, Wiggs? Oh, was that
No,
fantastic?
No, but I did have the Shake Shack crinkly fries.
Oh, those were good.
Oh, those were really good.
Shake Shack is in the chicken sandwich game?
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I think they have the best chicken sandwich across the board.
It is good,
Wiggy loves Popeyes.
Yeah.
It always has.
I didn't get a chance to have it because they had a Frank and Nick's had another caprese sandwich and a meatball. and a meatball, so I didn't get a chance. But when
there's
I went,
no way you had a meatball.
No, meatball sandwiches. Oh. They had like little meatball sandwiches.
Yeah, I feel like somebody needs to reawaken Awaken 180. Can you do that?
I'm still down on my weight.
You are?
Okay. Yeah, I'm still down on it. I specifically said, okay, I ain't gonna eat much. Uh-huh. Yesterday, because I was.
Oh, you saved it all for last.
Yeah, night. I was sick. I was thinking maybe they might have. I thought they might have had some hors d'oeuvres. So, but when I saw like the buffet style of stuff, mm-hmm. I was spot. I was like, yes.
I would love for Wiggy to do intermittent talking.
And the Shake Shack had what looked very good, Ken. I don't know if you tried it. They had like a mushroom burger.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wiggy ran his first 4.0 40 getting over to the sliders last night.
Yeah, I work out.
At the event.
Still working out.
All right. Well,
I go to Everybody Fights in New Hampshire. Come check me out.
Ty Law works out. I mean, that guy looked good. In fighting shape.
And as long as we're pointing things out, somebody on the show has not stopped talking about Ty
Law. I can't
Law.
Stop talking about him.
Santo.
I thought he was the nicest guy.
Santo should be a little bit nervous based on your obsession with Ty Law.
Move over Quinn Nordin.
Oh, I had to drop Quinn Nordin on my fantasy team.
This is Tyler from Rhode Island. What's up, Tyler?
Good morning, guys. So
hey.
My thing is Brady is absolutely lying when he says that he thinks people are going to forget about him because he's got the most championships. Prime example, yes. People still talk about Bill Russell. I can't tell you any of his statistics except for the fact that he has won 11 championships.
Right.
Now, I do think that Brady might not have all of those stat records because, you know, Patrick Mahomes, if he plays at this pace in this new pass-happy league, he might pass all of his, you know, statistics except for that one. So, yeah. I mean, Brady's lying.
Yeah. It's just passive-aggressive. I mean, believe me, if you're listening, Tom, we all appreciate you. Everybody in the world appreciates you.
Love.
I'll be forgotten here soon enough. I'll move
great.
On.
Nope, nobody's going to forget about you. Nope, you're great.
He has moved on.
We acknowledge your success, certainly. All right, we got to get to this.
It's time for...
Because they don't do whores d'oeuvres at weddings, do they?
The dumbest of the day.
Yeah, of course they do.
You've
never been to a wedding with hors d'oeuvres?
Maybe. I can't remember. It's been a while.
Time now for the dumbest of the day. And Curtis, out of everything that was said in this country yesterday, everything that we listened to, we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
Well, I disagree that this is the dumbest of the day. A woman was in Victoria's Secret doing some shopping, which just sounds like a lovely store. And she found something.
Weren't you asked to stop hanging around there recently? <What's that?
laughs> Walked into that one.
Didn't they tell you as soon as you started speaking?
I think they said, buy something or you need to leave. You've been here for an hour. But yes, go ahead. What?
She had a discovery on a bra that she felt she needed to alert the world to.
Okay.
So we're going to hear from her making this video
How did she do this? On her TikTok, I'm guessing?
I would assume a TikTok.
Okay, all right.
So I'm cutting off this tag, and they are tracking us. They are human trafficking us. This is how they find your daughter. Look in the bras. Get rid of this. This is a tracking device. It even has little numbers on it down here. They are tracking your children.
Unfortunately, that was the anti-theft device.
Right.
That's what that thing is. That gets taken off before you leave the store.
The magnetized thing. Yes.
So that's not a tracking device.
Right. No.
Right. In her mind, there's probably also some sort of a tracking device in the vaccine, I would guess.
Who started the tracking stuff?
I don't know. They're tracking us all the time. We all have a cell phone.
Right,
they are
right.
tracking us 24/7.
You think that they're tracking you on your iPhone?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I can speak right now about Frank and Nick's, and later on Instagram, I'll have an ad that's for Frank and Nick's.
That is amazing. Like, you could talk about underwear and something pops up.
Yes.
But that's pretty cool that they can do that. I don't mind it. Because if I'm thinking about something like, what was that? And then I see it. There's a lot of stuff that I buy off of Instagram because maybe I said it, and then boom, it's there when I'm scrolling. I'm like, oh, man, I want to buy that.
Right. Yeah, I know. I buy so many stupid things, though, because of it.
You probably just got an offer for fresh mini baguettes. based on
the mini bagel?
Why do sliders keep popping up?
And strippers and pontoon boats.
Baguettes are like a little piece of bread.
You said earlier that the steak and cheese was on a baguette.
It was a small spucky roll. I thought maybe that was a baguette. Right, like a small little, like, you know, the small little little Spucky rolls.
All right.
Al's brings in the good steak and cheese. The guy, Al, who always calls us
he
up.
He does.
He's got some good ones.
All right, still to come. We'll get to Courtney in the news next. And then at 9, the Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy. And after 9:15, my mayor, the next mayor of the city of Boston, Anissa Asabi George, will be here. There are two candidates left after the preliminary
Michelle
election.
Wu.
So we will get to ask her all of our questions about the city of Boston, as will you, coming up at about 9:15 on today's show.
WEEI. Here's what you missed on Gresh and Keefe.
Is Josh McDaniels talking about Mac Jones and taking a jab at Tom Brady at the same time?
He's certainly not absorbed in selfish things or self-promotion.
Talking about
Man
Mac
in the
Jones.
Arena coming this fall.
Yeah, right?
Tom versus time while we're preparing for a Super Bowl. Yeah, I think so.
Gresh and Keefe. Middays 10 to 2. On Sports Radio WEEI. The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's FML?
On WEEI. It's time for...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Dirty move. It was a sucker move.
The news.
That's when I kind of felt bamboozled.
With your host.
If you're feeling spicy.
Courtney Cox. Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
It appears that a button was pushed accidentally.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more when you visit northeastmenshealth.com.
President Joe Biden on Wednesday expressed, quote, great confidence in his top military advisor, Army General Mark Milley, after revelations he made secret calls to Chinese counterparts in President Donald Trump's final days in office. And Ken, I believe we have audio from this.
Okay.
Does the president feel that these calls were appropriate? Does he have confidence in the chairman? And some Republican senators have called for Chairman Milley to be dismissed. Is he going to keep his job?
The president knows General Milley. He has been chairman of the Joint Chiefs for almost 8 months of his presidency. They've worked side by side through a range of international events. And the president has complete confidence in his leadership, his patriotism, and his fidelity to our Constitution.
I would have said, Jen, does the president remember the name of his top military advisor, Curtis? He is a bit of a forgetful guy. I don't know if you saw yesterday, he forgot the name of the Australian prime minister.
Yes.
Merely referred to him as that guy down under.
That's how he saved his phone. So.
It's true. It is accurate.
Yeah. Right. I'm not great with names. I probably know that route.
But I might.
Yes. The issue here is, we live in a different time, so maybe this is not a big issue. Basically, the general called up, went on WhatsApp or whatever, but reached out to his counterpart in the Chinese army and said, don't worry, If we're going to attack, I will give you a heads up on that.
Well, wouldn't this be easily verified if they can find communication?
I think he admits he did it, but it would seem that that would be a traitorous type of thing to do, but I don't know because I never served.
Didn't we just impeach a guy for doing something like that?
I didn't serve in the military, so right. I don't
get him some traitor aid. Isn't his approval rating down, though? I thought I saw that somewhere. His approval
rating
General
down.
Milley?
Yes.
No. Sleepy Joe.
No, yes. Yes. It's down under, to use a term that he would understand. Yes. All right. Courtney, what else?
It's official. Michelle Wu and Anissa Asabi George advance in Boston's mayoral race.
Mm-hmm.
We have audio from both candidates.
Oh, excellent.
We are facing big challenges, and I'm running for mayor to tackle big challenges with bold solutions that include everyone. So I know what's possible.
We're confident in these results. We're confident in our finish in this race, and we're excited to participate in this next half of this campaign.
Okay.
And that's Asabi George at the end. So she's saying she's confident because there was a lot of confusion yesterday.
There was.
On our show, we could not figure it out.
No, there was the balloting was confusing, but I guess they worked it all out. And now we'll have a month and a half of unlimited television commercials and radio commercials for these candidates.
Right.
Yes.
So, about how they're from here, raised here,
well,
taught here.
Well, what's wrong with that?
No, I mean, that's what we're going to get.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. Researchers say some people, this is great news for Greg Hill, develop superhuman immunity against COVID-19.
Ooh, wow.
Ooh, the superhuman immunity.
Superhuman immunity.
I wonder if I have that.
Yeah, studies show both hybrid immunity and superhuman immunity are ways in which our bodies may have extra fighting power against COVID-19.
Okay.
Here's an immunologist with North Texas Allergy and Asthma Associates.
So there are some of us who have the super ability to be able to recover from infections a little bit better than the general population.
I have the super immunity. I know that. That's what I have.
I
so you don't even need the vaccine
to know
then.
I could get the vaccine. It's just probably have the super immunity.
But that seems like I'm immune.
That might affect your super immunity if you get the vaccine, you know?
It is interesting. Greg is out and about 24/7.
That's true. I do get
and
out
has
there.
Only gotten COVID
got
once.
Only once, yeah. So.
Did you see the town hall for the company the other day?
No, I didn't.
It's pretty clear. Greg, you got one job to do, and that's a vaccine.
Really?
Wow.
Wow. Did they give a deadline?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, mandate.
Tomorrow? Okay. Yep. Can I get it here at the casino?
Or sure, Joe will do it.
It's going to be Wiggy and that woman pretty soon.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Oh, we should do Greg's vaccine live, though, on Twitch.
Yes. Yeah, we should do that live in the air. Yeah.
We'll get the...
get your ouchie.
The Trinidad...
Health minister?
Yeah, to come there.
No. I want that nurse that we had on the show a couple weeks ago. Is she available?
Sure.
Allie Ray?
OnlyFans is going down. So
the OnlyFans nurse? I want her.
She'll bring
not
your
me, the Wiggy and the woman.
Wiggy and the woman.
Wiggy and the woman.
Coming up, Wiggy and the woman.
An irrational fear in the news. This one, if this happened to me, I would never go outdoors again. A hiker encountered a 5-foot rattlesnake in Blue Hills Reservation.
Ooh, what?
Yes. Yeah. She was about a half a mile from Chickatawatbut. Hill?
Okay. Yep, that's it.
Yep.
And exactly
saw the snake, and here she is talking about it.
I took a step and noticed right under me, probably a foot away, was the biggest snake I've ever seen. My first thought was it must have escaped from the Franklin Park Zoo.
Oof.
That's why Greg doesn't go hiking.
Be careful when something escapes from the Franklin Park Zoo. How that worked out.
But why is that your first thought?
Because you're in New England.
Yeah,
you're
but
not
there
gonna...
are there
rattlesnakes. There's no rattlesnakes out
yes,
there.
Yes, there are.
Are there?
Yes. There are rattlesnakes.
I thought the climate.
No, there are. We are known for a region. We're not known for rattlesnakes, but there are rattlers that are around this area.
There are only a handful of pockets in the state where timber rattlers have been able to survive.
Yeah. And clearly, Blue Hills is one of them.
It is important to note a bite from the rattler wouldn't have been fatal.
Oh.
But,
wow.
Well, because it's a timber rattler?
Yeah.
I thought it was always fatal when
this,
it was a
this
rattler.
This says that it wouldn't be.
No. I still can't get past that there's a zoo in the middle of the hood. I just cannot get past that.
That's not the hood. That's a nice area.
No. Blue Hill Ave?
That's nice.
Man, please.
What's wrong with having...
I just met, like, always when I was younger, I was like, really? They put a zoo here.
That's great. Did your mom take you to the zoo?
No. We never really went to the zoo.
I'm kind of out on the zoo and any type of, like, water park anymore.
Well, because of animals.
Yeah, did you ever watch Bluefin? Bluefish? What was it? Bluefin?
Yes, I have.
Oh, how they treat them?
Yeah, with the whales. It's so sad.
I don't think it's that way at Franklin Park Zoo.
Well, you never know. Have you talked to the animals?
I have not, but I think they're probably pretty nice.
I'm at a mass.gov website here.
Yeah, yes.
Did you know that endangered timber rattlesnakes are native to these mountains, and they will not bite unless provoked?
Oh, okay. That's
yeah,
good.
Well, I mean, how do you...
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
Oh, that was a great movie. Okay. Right.
More animal news. 1,000-pound moose has been roaming the streets of Worcester.
Wow.
Really?
Talking about in the city.
You don't want
bikes in the city.
Right.
Moose out here. Here's some audio from a video capturing the moment the moose got clipped by a car.
Oh Jesus. Oh, oh! Oh, no! Oh, he just got hit by a car.
I mean, 1,000-pound moose, that would do a lot of damage.
I thought moose was a Maine thing.
Yes.
I'm surprised. Correct. Like, you know.
Well, that's the shocking part.
I'm pretty sure, again, we have meese. Is it meese? What's the plural? Mooses?
Moose.
Mooses.
I do not think it's meese.
Yeah. I believe that we have moose.
I
believe that we have them. They are native to this region as well.
Meese is the female version of the moose.
What's that?
You're not seeing them in Worcester.
No, you wouldn't normally see one in Worcester.
Yeah. You guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything.
I love the moose soup lady. Oh,
is that a real thing, moose soup?
Yeah, that lady makes moose soup. You never heard the moose soup lady in its entirety?
No, I never. I didn't know. Like, oh, I didn't know you could eat moose.
Oh,
I've got it, Greg, if you want it.
You have it in its entirety?
Well, it's 60 seconds long, yeah.
I did not know those.
It might be good for people who didn't hear. Have we ever played it the full? Have we ever played the full?
I don't think.
Cut on the new show?
A lot of bleeps in here. I see that.
Very popular on the old show. Anyway, the moose soup lady is from Alaska.
Okay.
And she got very excited. She was watching a boat race.
Okay.
And she noticed some of her friends in the boat, and she wanted to invite them over for her moose soup, which is obviously her specialty.
Right.
Would you like to hear the whole thing in its entirety?
I mean, yeah, I didn't. I didn't even know moose soup was a real thing.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
Woo! Yeah, that's Charlie. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Get your passenger! Son of a... Damn it! Dirty! You guys are doing good! Is that Charlie?
Richard Raymond!
Oh, dirty son of a... Come down later for moose soup! Yeah! You guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything. All right. You guys are doing good. Son of a... Hey, I got you on video. Dirty son of a... OMG. Gee, I thought I got that on video. Come down for moose soup after.
Well, there you have it.
I wonder if moose soup is good.
That's classic.
I'm a very friendly woman, obviously, and very proud as one would be of their moose soup.
I would have to try this moose soup.
Yeah. Well, she not only did she have moose soup, she has moose soup and everything. Mm-hmm. So,
Alaskan delicacy.
Yes.
An update on the crazy story that we talked about yesterday with the Murdaugh family in South Carolina.
Yes.
Well, authorities have launched a probe into the death of a former housekeeper for Alex Murdaugh, who died in a mysterious 2018 slip and fall accident, authorities said on Wednesday. So now we're looking at his wife, his son. He tried to get some guy to kill him.
Uh-huh.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
So he's going to jail now, probably. And now a housekeeper.
I feel like that's how I'm going to go. A mysterious slip and fall. You know what I mean, Curtis?
Oh, absolutely.
Won't be that mysterious, though, when they look at me athletically.
That's why you should put rugs in your bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's in.
You carpeted your bathroom?
Yeah, I think it's like a 70s thing.
What do you have, like a shag? What do you have, a full shag carpet?
I think so, but I mean, that protects you from the... No, I don't. But I think it's like a 70s thing. I think it protects you from slipping.
I have a little placemat that when you step out of the shower, the tub you step onto.
No, but I think you need like full carpet in your bathroom.
No, that's gross.
Okay.
That would be ridiculous.
Love and Hip Hop star an Atlanta star and rapper, Mo Fein, has been sentenced. Mo Fein.
That's Kali Red's ex-husband.
Okay.
Well, he's been sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison and must pay over $4.4 million in restitution for his role in a federal bank fraud. The 38-year-old reality TV personality pleaded guilty to six counts, including bank and wire fraud, after funding an over-the-top lifestyle during the pandemic with money from the PPE program.
How much did he get from PPP? $4.4 million?
That's what he must pay. It's for... $4,465,866.
I bet he bought.
Oh yeah, he was flossing
cars, like a nice Ferrari. And
he was flossing Lambos, jewelry.
That's almost what Brady got for TB12.
Yep. See you later.
Do you think they caught everybody?
I bet they're cracking down on a lot of people.
But everybody that participated in PPP fraud. Do you think they were able to catch everybody or not?
Yeah, I think so. I think
really easy, I think, to look back and see what people got and where that money went.
Yeah, but I don't know. So many people, there was so much money. I mean, it was billions and billions of dollars. I don't know.
If you're sliding under the radar, maybe they don't trip on you if you got like 50 grand or something like that.
Yeah.
But some of these people that were, you know, a couple hundred thousand, a million. I remember I saw a story on Baby Boy Blue from Pretty Ricky. Embezzled like $25 million
from PPP.
Yeah, so if there was another couple out of Detroit, Michigan, that it was like $3 or $4 million. I bet those people they're really cracking down on. Do you think the WNBA players should get the same amount as the NBA players?
But that's completely different.
We're just talking about the revenue.
But we're not. We're not. We're talking about U.S. women's soccer versus men's.
Right.
Soccer,
so do they US bring soccer. In the same amount of revenue?
I think they do.
Okay, well,
and popularity-wise, I think that the women's team is way more out. How many players can you name on the men's U.S. team?
What about unpopularity-wise? There's also some unpopular players on that women's soccer team.
For some people.
Yeah.
And then they're really popular for others.
Yeah. All right.
The Rapinoe's the only one I know, right? She's on the women's team, right?
Alex Morgan.
Yeah, what about Alex Morgan?
Oh, I heard that name before. And Hope Solo, right?
Yep, she was a player. Yes. There's I'm blanking on her name right now, and I've interviewed her before. She's the nicest family ever from Massachusetts.
Only other one I know is Alex Morgan.
We already said that, so you just aren't listening to the show, Curtis.
I'm looking up this fact to see which team makes more money. In 2015 to 2018, the women brought in $50 million, men brought in $49.8
million. Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
See?
All right. So, Courtney's right.
Yeah,
you're okay with equal pay based on that.
Yeah, based on that. Okay. That's why I was asking the whole revenue thing, because wasn't that the biggest thing when you talk about equal pay?
Yeah.
Is if they're bringing in the same amount revenue-wise, then of course they should.
Courtney came on board, and we gave her equal pay to everybody on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Christy Mewis.
She gets more than everybody on the show.
That's not true.
I hope we didn't give her what Ken and I have.
Yeah, I think I'm more on that end. Christy Mewis.
Hey, I'm paying to be here, Courtney, so you don't want what I'm getting.
Christy Mewis is the Massachusetts lady who she's unbelievable, and she is like a superstar.
Okay. All right.
Country star Reba McEntire expressed gratitude Wednesday after she had to be rescued from a historic building in Oklahoma after the staircase collapsed. This is the second staircase collapsing type story that we've talked about this week.
What was she doing? Was she in a building?
Yeah.
By herself or something?
Well, she was in a building. Okay. She had to be evacuated on a fire ladder from a second story window on Tuesday.
Jesus.
Okay. All right, anything else?
TikTok news. A British boy has swallowed some magnets in a TikTok challenge. He almost died after swallowing six magnets as part of a TikTok challenge. People need to stop doing this.
Yes. Can we just ban the viral challenges in which somebody might die or be severely injured?
Should be banned.
Well, how are they going to get their likes?
You got people gluing their hair with Gorilla Glue and people. Enough is enough.
What's he do with the magnets? Like, does he see if things stick to him?
That's probably what it was, yeah.
The viral challenge is to pretend he had I don't know. An x-ray showed that the boy had several small magnets blocking his bowels.
Jesus.
Oh, jeez. That's awful. God.
All right. Toy Hall of Fame announces the 2021 finalists.
Ooh.
Some legendary games are looking to play their way into immortality.
Okay.
I like this.
All right.
So 12 finalists were announced on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any guesses on those games?
Are we talking board games, yes. video games?
Anything can be anything can be in
Monopoly.
Monopoly's probably already in there.
I think it's already in there.
What are the nominees?
The list includes American Girl dolls. Shocking that that's not in there yet.
I don't know what that one is.
Just Battleship.
Say it out loud, you'll figure it out.
Battleship.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
One of the all-time great.
Great game.
Yes, I
sank your Battleship. Yep.
Then they had the electronic Battleship.
I could actually hear
the sound.
Yeah, yes. I didn't like the electronic one. I prefer
Billiards.
You can figure out how to set it up.
I prefer manual labor. Yeah, technology. I couldn't handle technology. Billiards?
Billiards.
Do you know what billiards is?
No.
That's what? What?
No, I don't.
You guys are always laughing at me.
Pool.
That's pool.
Billiards.
Well, why don't they just call it pool?
Well, because it's always been called billiards. That's why somebody has a billiard room. They don't have a pool room.
I never heard anybody that has a pool table in their house call it billiards room.
I bet Santo calls it billiards.
Not a lie. Jess just sent this to me. There is now a TikTok challenge where kids have to film themselves stealing from teachers.
Huh.
That's actually going on right now.
Really?
Well, did you see the milk crate challenge?
No.
Yeah, people had to run up milk crates. Yeah. And
I did see that.
That was the thing where you would they would stack three milk crates and then Dale would try to climb up on top of them during the Bruins broadcast.
Dale here.
Then he'd be eye level with Gord.
Stop it. Okay. Dale is a very nice man, and you guys are bullies. Other finalists: Cabbage Patch Kids.
Okay.
And the Fisher Price Corn Popper.
All right.
You know, I remember buying the Spice Girl dolls.
Uh-huh.
Remember when the whole Spice Girl dolls were
like
in?
The Barbies?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they were like Barbies, but they say buy them because one day they were going to be worth something.
What are they worth now? Nothing.
I don't even know where they are.
Well, that's like Beanie Babies.
Yeah, and I bought them. Like, I remember going out and buying them.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to hold on to them, but I forget what ended up happening.
We didn't hold on to my Beanie Babies, and that collection I bet would sell for so much. Yeah, the Princess Di one, that was
you always
top
lose that
seller.
Stuff. When you buy stuff that you think is going to be valuable collectible-wise, uh-huh. it always disappears. Mm-hmm. All right, Courtney, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We are coming to you from the brand-new Wynn Sports Bets Sports Bar. WynnBET Sports Bar, which is here at the Encore Boston Harbor. Great place to watch games. Mm-hmm. Wide open this weekend.
Yeah.
So, looking for a place to watch a game on Sunday, this is the place.
I'll be here Sunday.
You're coming here Sunday?
Doing a little autograph signing and bringing the Super Bowl ring. Yeah, I'm going to swing through.
Whoa.
I'm going to swing through and, you know, show the people what a Super Bowl ring looks like. What the reason why Brady is who he is and how that all started.
What time is your signing?
I think it's not 3 really
3 a.m. to 4 a.m. already?
Actually, it's 3:15 a.m. to 4:30.
That'd be a good time, actually.
Do the powers that be at Wynn actually know you're doing it? Or
No. I'm just showing up. Just showing up with some 8x10s.
How many people in our listening audience do not have a Jermaine Wiggins autograph?
I flood the streets with them. They're my blue magic.
All right, so what time will that be?
We do the award-winning Sunday morning show, NFL football show that
we should do that here. There should be like a studio here.
That's a great idea, Curtis. Mm. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. But, Ken, I hope you're listening to Curtis's great idea and give him credit for that. So 9 to 1, we do our show.
Yeah.
Me, Foyer, Rich Keefe, and Gresh. And then after that, I'll be coming here just, you know, signing some autographs. I'll probably bring the Super Bowl ring.
Okay.
I may even bring the Red Sox ring because, how many athletes can say that they have two championship rings, professional rings?
Only the greatest athlete ever to be born in the city of Boston.
That's me.
As you have declared yourself.
I mean, find me another athlete that has two.
Right. The Red Sox rings are pretty sick.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, we will be right back.
Come down for Moose Soup after.
The Sox hang on in the AL East with a win over the Mariners.
The Red Sox win the series 2-1. They remain in the virtual tie for the wild card lead. The final, Boston 9 and Seattle 4.
With a night off, the boys look to regroup as the O's make their way to Fenway.
Fair ball hit on the line. It'll at least score two.
Tomorrow night, Sox and O's. Pre-game 6:10, first pitch 7:10.
On your exclusive home for Red Sox baseball.
WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.